Gypsy Rose sounds like a dope stripper name.
Everybody involved played around with paint chips and it was on it.
Sexual assault not cool in no shape, form, or fashion.
Yep, it only take once.
The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia starts now. What you fake mad about today?
Welcome to a very strange episode of the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. We got some regulars today. We're going to talk about some crazy things. A lot of things have been happening since the last time this mic was on. But God darn it, the mic is on. Fellas, if she come home and smell like a balloon, she cheating on you. Episode 90, Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. On a Fake Mad Mafia panel today is some of your favorites. Star of Mr. Late himself, and it is not Nate this time, ladies and gentlemen. Brian, talk to your people.
Hey, everybody. I don't even want to be mean today. Shout out to everybody. All y'all are beautiful this week.
That ain't got no room to be mean today because he was late.
Yeah, you just got to deal with it.
Next up. In progress. Whoa, why? I think Brian switched over. Next up from Schenectady area. Albany's finest. Say what's up to your people.
Going on, guys? It's Nate from Albany, not Schenectady. It's always it's love, except for Corey. And let's get this going.
Does your hoodie say Upstate on it?
Oh yeah, Upstate Canico. Not promo anything.
Brand your own gear.
Nah, man, it's a dispensary here.
Well, actually, now. But
funny thing is, the dispensary is in Schenectady.
Man, he called me, bro.
Rep your hood.
When you're right, you're right, man. When you're right, you're right.
Also here is my guy, an extended family member of the Fake Mad Mafia, Mr. Hollywood, whatever face. Say what's up to the people.
I was earlier than Brian, but I was still late, but I was a last minute call. So Brian, don't even worry about it. We had a revolt against Fousey tonight. We here. Revolt's here. The revolution will be televised.
Are we revolting against being on time?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we are.
That's a strange hill to stand on, but all right. Stereotypes.
I was on time, so you know, let them revolt.
Yeah. Nate, you been on time one time.
Yep, it only take once.
Hey, he was talking big talk too when he was like, nobody else here?
That's man,
edible when they late. It's like
I was rapping and everything. Had a blast.
All right, Fake Mad Podcast, episode 90. Let's get this thing jumping. The first episode. Ladies. Corey, did you say what's up to your people? I know you said that you was late, but did you talk to the people or did you talk to us? I don't want you to be rude.
I always talk to the people. I'm always talking to the people, man. You can't help but talk to the people. You don't talk to the people, you ain't got no business, man. People like to say they're in the business of people when they don't realize people are the business, man. I'm always talking to the people.
Oh, I used to say I'm in the business of knowing people back in the day. But how you know so many people? I'm in the business of knowing people. Anyway.
Ooh, you do know a lot of people.
A lot of people know me. Let's get it clear.
That's solid.
I don't be knowing half these motherfuckers. All right. Ladies, I just want to say you all are beautiful in your own special ways. Love yourselves because only you can love yourself better than anybody else. I don't care what they say. I don't care if people think you're the prettiest girl in the world. Or if you maybe, I don't know, Caitlin Clark, and you look like Shawn Michaels. either way, I'm not wrong. She,
oh man,
she has an angular petite. Her body is very angular. Yeah. You trying to smash, you trying to play defense. That works. Anyway, ladies, I just want to remind you, if you are single and you can't figure out why you're single, there's conjoined twins. Well, one of them got married. So Abby and Brittany Hensel, first known for their appearance on an Oprah Winfrey show back in 1996. And then later they had their own reality series, Abby and Brittany, have reached a significant milestone. Abby, clearly one of the twins, got married to Josh Bolan, who was a nurse and Army veteran. Why didn't they just say Army veteran nurse? I hate the way y'all write these articles. Anyway, they reside in Minnesota where both sisters teach fifth grade. Wait, what the fuck else they gonna do? Like,
one a teacher and one a personal trainer? And they
but I mean, but only one is married to him, though. So,
no, we get into that, Nate. We get into that.
Oh, God.
All right, so the sisters, born in 1990, 90s babies, they share a bloodstream, they share a liver, and they share a vagina.
Oh.
And Abby controls the right side, and Brittany controls the left. So when they mad at each other, they try to walk away. How does that, do they just fall? All right, so their parents opted against separation surgery when they were born. I'm sure they appreciate that now. They've led remarkable lives. They traveled to Europe, I'm sure on Oprah's and TLC's dime. They pursued careers in education. Does you think they cheat on us? Because who gonna say they're not cheating? One of them is smart. One is dumb as shit. I'm just saying.
Or they just split the workload. Like you study first five, I study the last five, and then we keep moving like that.
So the idea is that Abby is now married to Josh Bolan, which, side note, I saw something that was very interesting. They said, why don't more black people like Bolan? It's a big black ball knocking over skinny white pens with a red neck. It seems automatically like something you would like. Anyway, so Josh Bolan is married to Abby, but he's not married to Brittany. But since they share one vagina, I feel like she enjoys the sensations, right? Is that cheating? I don't know how that works. I know, I'm sure Nate might smash, but I don't, like,
mm-mm.
I feel like wrong hole suddenly has a new meaning.
Is it like Tekken or Street Fighter where, like, if you use different sides of the joystick, you get different motion? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like,
he hit the combo.
He hit one side of the wall, and it's like, does he get one person? Nate, don't laugh. If you're gonna laugh, laugh. If he hit one side of the wall, is he getting one reaction from one of them? And if he hit the other side of the wall, is he getting one reaction from the other one? I'm just trying to figure out how this works.
He be trying to make the other one moan while he smashed. Yo, there's a million of women in the world, and he decided on two throats.
So, I did some research on this.
God,
and is it cheating if he says to her, I slept with your sister while you were asleep? How does that work?
Or can she get mad if he calls her name? If he calls the wrong sister's name, can she be mad? Because she's right there. Like, it's like, I ain't thinking about her, but she's literally looking at me. I don't.
They share a vagina. He's smashing two chicks at one time. My fault. Corey, what are your thoughts on this? Oh, no, not Corey. Nate, you did some research on this, as you always do.
Yep. So the funny thing about, like, everything y'all saying is that apparently the one that's married to him, when they have sex, the other one drowns it out, like, listens to podcast.
She about to listen to this one.
While her sister getting her boot smoked in the same body.
But she can't. She still gets the.
She said sensation. She drowns it out. She just tries.
How do you drown out pleasure?
I don't know. I'm not a conjoined vaginal person thing.
All right, Corey. What are your thoughts on two throats? Did
you call them two throats? That has to be the name of the episode. That has to be.
They have two throats.
Yo, do you think he actually asked the other one for anything? Like, even though he's married to the one sister?
Well, she controls Abby controls the right side, and Abby got married. So Brittany controlled the left. If he want to reach around from the left, he got to talk to her.
Listen, if I'm this guy, I would be telling Brittany, I ain't talking about your sister, but, you know, I ain't want to gossip, but your sister done said. And, yeah, I would be, yeah. This is wild, and I don't know if you've seen a picture of these individuals, but yeah, it definitely looks like everybody involved played around with paint chips and everything. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just saying it looked like,
lead eating.
Everybody involved was a little special.
They came out the womb looking like lead paint babies. We can't make fun of them, but I know when they kiss, they bump heads, right? Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
This man is the freakiest frog in the pond. What make you look at these women and say, this who I want to spend the rest of my life with? Sir, you a sicko. And you need to be locked up.
He was thinking threesome. He was thinking threesome the entire time. He had to be
But it's
thinking.
Not three. It's two and a half. It's not three.
Two and a pop.
maybe he spent his GI Bill money.
This is a raggedy space hand, bro. It's two and a possible.
He gets to have a threesome every day.
Bro, first of all, so when the one that's married, when she decides to fellatiate the other one, her head just down there, just in the way.
Balls is in her chest.
Yeah, she just did. You can't drown that out, bro. You can't drown that part out, dog.
She just annoyed as hell. What's this having
yeah.
a good time?
What if she got a headache and she's just down there bobbing?
But they like how she does she got do they got four ears or they got two ears?
They
like,
got four ears.
Oh, they got two, yeah, they got four. Two heads, two throats, two noses, two mouths.
Yo, I think he really might be trying to get a come up though. Like that GI Bill, he spent all his money and he was like, yeah, it might be something. Saw this little mess and it was like, you know what? Let me get this.
Nah, bro.
Now he on TLC, he famous.
I have a question. I want all you guys to answer this. I don't know the answer to this. I didn't research. Nate, you probably researched this. How does Abby meet somebody and Brittany doesn't? How does he talk to Abby and not talk to Brittany and decides which one? So, Brian, how does that happen? How does he meet one and not the other?
Like one turned around at the bar and the other one just kept sitting forward. He probably don't like her. They don't have the same interests.
He saw them on TV. Hollywood. They were on TV. They were on Oprah. They were on TLC.
I remember them as a kid. I remember seeing them. I didn't think they were going to make it this far.
He thought you one of them was attractive, and he bailed on the other. He might have been like, yo, your That's sister? I don't necessarily want to talk to you, but your sister? Nah. Your sister, from the neck down, she got you beat. And that's
crazy because they look alike and...
No, they look alike, but one of them has a bigger smile and one looks like she's struggling to smile, so that might be something going on. Like,
is the one a smile and the one married?
What do you mean struggling to smile? They are conjoined.
There you go. Happily ever after for the one that's smiling.
Nate, how does this happen?
Yo, she might have finessed him and only took a picture of half her side. Like, just kept taking half pictures. And then they went to go meet up.
Surprise! Nah.
It's like Dwight Howard all over again.
No,
she bought it. Yeah,
because even if that was 1,000% true, when I walk in and I see double trouble, I'm gone, bro.
Man, there's two of you.
It's not a surprise if it's consensual. Ain't that what they said?
It's not consensual if it's a surprise.
Hey, the average woman has what? Three holes.
So they below average because it's two of them.
You put peppermint in your mouth, you put an ice cube in your mouth.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Let's see what is
going. Stop what you're doing, Fousey. Stop what you're doing, Fousey. This fancy.
Nice pineapples for real.
Well,
All right.
Freaky activities.
This he's the freak of the year.
Of the year, maybe the decade, man.
I can't wait for that divorce. It's gonna be crazy. I just want to know how they're gonna split everything.
He gets half. He gets a sister.
He gets like a quarter.
Your Honor, they broke, but I want the vagina's mine. Speaking of freaks, I've once made the comment on this very same podcast. I've been dancing around this deep conversation for weeks. And God damn it, Diddy, you did it again.
That's funny.
I can't not talk about it. All right. Sean Diddy, brother in love, Puffy, a black man and a Puerto Rican man that went to Howard and they dropped out. Because Howard people drop out and Morgan people don't. It's under investigation in connection to a federal sex trafficking investigation. Y'all know how I feel about articles that repeat the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say he's under investigation in relation to a sex trafficking investigation. You only need to use the word once. This person's name. Shelby. All right. On March 25th, Homeland Security. I'm sorry, that bothers me. Homeland Security and local law enforcement raided Diddy's Los Angeles, Miami's homes, as well as his New York home. They never talk about that. They raided his New York apartment too. Fox, but side note, New York waited last to raid. It's like they wanted nothing to do with this. And they're like, oh, they forced our hand. We got to do it.
Yeah, they definitely held out for a while.
Yeah, they thought they were going to find conjoined twins in there or something. I don't know. Diddy wasn't home when they raided his house. It's Homeland Security, right? They executed, see, in New York, executing law enforcement actions as part of the investigation from Los Angeles, Miami, and all our local law enforcement partners. We provide information as it becomes available. It's what Homeland Security told us. So the reason it's Homeland, right? First of all, I want you guys to know that the FBI turned down doing this. And you know how I know? Because the FBI loves doing shit like this. But sex trafficking, Homeland Security can play a part in it. Sex trafficking can be as little as you pay somebody money in Miami to sleep with you, and then you bring her to New York and you pay her money to sleep with someone else. That is technically sex trafficking. And that, I believe, is what they're looking for. I don't know, but I believe that's what they're trying to do. I just saw today, right before this taping, Cassie has agreed to work with prosecutors in this case. Girl, I just gave you $50 million and you still coming for my neck. Well, I mean, Jesus Christmas. For his neck, anyway.
Grind, but if don't it's stop.
Well deserved, because you shouldn't touch women if they don't want to. You should not sexually assault women. You should not rape women. With that being said, innocent until proven guilty in this great country of ours. But God damn it, Diddy, you look guilty. He has a bunch of allegations. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. Not because I don't believe that the man is guilty or innocent. He'll have his day in court. They're definitely going to trial. When they raid you like that, they don't raid you because they want to arrest you. They raid you because they think they want to have more evidence to fight you in trial. And they know somebody like him who has lawyers on payroll, got lawyers on the payroll. He's going to be ready to fight trial, because you're going to need evidence. You're going to need more than hearsay,
right,
in order to do this, in order to lock him up and charge him successfully with these crimes. So that's what they do. They don't raid to lock you up. They raid to maintain their evidence and get further proof. Bad boy, bad boy. What are you going to do? Nate, what are your thoughts on Sean Puffy Combs and his destiny?
Diddy is at first it was fun and games, like past the Cassie part when we talk about like the freak offs and all that, and then all like that's funny.
Hit with the freako.
Like, yeah, like hit him with the freako, like that's funny. And like people say no Diddy like that, but like it's rough. Like it's shitty to see, I guess, but at the same time it's like, yo, if you did that, then this needs to come to light, bro. Like, it's up for you. So, I don't know. He's still out in Miami. He's smiling. He's hanging out with people. I'm like, yo, he's bugging. Like, if this was going on, I'm laying low.
Get low. Right. And this happened after Cassie filed her lawsuit and they settled. And then Rodney, Lil Rod, pause on your name. Why is your name look? All right. Rodney Jones spoke out.
Maybe he's little.
Nate.
He said he got like touched by Cuba Gooding Jr. or something crazy. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Hollywood, this is down the street from you, one of Diddy Mansions. What are your thoughts on this whole Diddy accusation, and where do you see this thing ending?
I'm trying to skip this. I'm trying to hopscotch and Eurostep all over this Diddy conversation, and he don't make it easy.
Okay, he's not a Revolt anymore, so, you know, we still get our podcast sponsors.
Yeah, all right, cool. As long as that check clear. It looks, it's looking kind of shaky, baby. it looks bad, but I do think if a trial or jail time is the end game, it's not going to happen for a number of years. So with that being said, he's got a lot of time to do his Hail Marys, do all his confessions, whatever he got to do. But yeah, I don't think he'll be going away like tomorrow.
Does
yeah,
he have time, man, to drop another album?
It's over for that. You got to stay quiet. You kind of got to like just take this, pause, take that. You kind of just got to like roll with the punches and take this in stride, pause. But yeah, it don't look good.
Brian. What are our thoughts on he went to school in your hood. He went to Howard. So what are our thoughts on Diddy in this whole situation?
Hey, see, the thing is, like, him partying at the house, chilling, you know, like it ain't nothing going on. Remember, R. Kelly was doing the same thing, right? You gotta fake like, oh no, ain't nothing wrong. You trying to play it cool. That man, this is duck on water, bro. That man going crazy under the surface. He don't know what's about to happen. But also, I'm with Nate. If he did it, man, lock that man up, bro. If he on that super wild stuff that they accusing him of, man, if he really a criminal, lock him up, dog. Sexual assault not cool in no shape, form, or fashion. You dig? So if he did it, lock that man up, throw away the key. He might be in there with some people that he like. You know what I'm saying? It might work out for him. You dig?
That was a low-key shot that he tried to throw. Yeah.
Yo, did y'all see the... Because they had arrested his sons or whatever, or handcuffed them. And everybody was like, yo, we hope whichever one, I don't even know their names, the one that made music.
So Justin.
Justin. King Combs, yeah. Him.
King, yeah.
And it was like, yo, man, lock him up so he can stop ruining Bad Boy beats. He be, you know.
He had one with Kodak. But
yeah, but he had the joint with Fab was all right too, but he be doing mad light feet. I'm like, bro, we in 2024. I love light feet, but you gotta get that up. You can stop doing that little dance routine, bro.
Now he trying to bring it over. He trying to put New York on his back, man.
He could, all right, well, he could light feet in J tier when they get all of them. And so, Young Miami.
All right, so let me speak on that, because I've seen where people say Diddy left his kids at home to get arrested. Let's be clear. Yeah. These kids
are grown men.
Yes. And also, they live there. It's not like Diddy left and was like, I'm going to the store to get some milk and some Newports. I'll be back. No. Like,
right.
These grown people live at the mansion. They live there. So, of course, they were there. Diddy probably told them, hey, the cop's about to come. He didn't know that Homeland Security brought the cameras. Of course they did, because they want to make that public. Just like, so that's one thing I didn't like. Another thing I didn't like, and I'm not saying Diddy is guilty or innocent, I don't like how people rush to bring this black man down. Right. Mm-hmm. So let's be clear. The jokes are going to fly.
Yeah.
We all got jokes. But it's a lot of people who've been waiting and hating and praying on his downfall like a
You mean
baby.
Like 50? You mean like 50?
Yo, no,
50 is a legend right now. He is cooking the internet.
Him and Diddy had beef, and 50, when it comes to beef, pause, 50 will go. Remember how Diddy tried to play 50 when he wanted Mace? And he what did he say? He said, I tried to get Mace off Bad Boy and get him on G-Unit. And Puffy told me $3 million. And I told Puffy, Mace ain't worth $3 million with $3 million in his pocket. You know, like, that's a legendary quote from 50. He was like,
and now look at Mace.
it wasn't even dissing Mace. It was just like the debt that Mace was in. You know, like, so I don't think 50's hating. I think 50 is, he likes to, once his enemies are down, he kicks a dead horse.
Absolutely. I'm talking about
you. You try to play me, and what the fuck you mean? You goddamn right.
Like, right.
Yeah, and then all Diddy used to say about 50 is, I'm going to see you, brother, and we going to hug him. And then, nah, you're not hugging me. Remember, 50 was one of the first people that warned us about the party. Yeah, saying,
that's true.
Those parties, they hug you from the front and the back.
And now look, you got Lil Baby hugging on Michael Rubin. You got Diddy hugging whoever.
Everybody. Hugging.
Doing pink cocaine.
Anyway, back to the mentality that when somebody is down, we need to kick them. The joke's going to fly regardless. We're not going to stop the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all got to stop wishing for people their downfall. And I'm not saying Diddy innocent. I don't know the man personally. I've been in exactly one Diddy party. It wasn't in the Hamptons, and I left. I was in Oakland Luke. I left before anything happened. So, you know. So, clearly, I didn't stay because I'm still broke over here. I didn't stay for the festivity.
Oh, man. You mean Lil Rob? That don't mean that. Lil Rob broke. The Locks is broke. Loon broke. G Dep broke. Black Rob broke.
Let's go through that.
Black Rob dead.
Rest in peace. The Locks not broke. The Locks not broke.
No, they made a couple. They worked out of it, but they was hurt for a long time.
All right, so I'm gonna forgive you on this because you wasn't up top. Corey remembers this. I think Nate remembers this. That whole let the Locks go movement was very strategic. They forced him to give them their publishing. This man, Styles P, was on the radio and said, I will drop a refrigerator on you from the third floor.
I remember that.
I was about to say, it wasn't so much he didn't have an option. They kind of do it or else.
Yeah. And to be clear, did he still own some of their publishing? But he gave the majority of it. So when you looked at that album, We Are the Streets, Diddy had some ownership in that. But, you know, I know how the game go, and they got what they wanted.
Yo, dropping refrigerator. This man's a cartoon, bro. Like, what are you, Wile E. Coyote?
You've never talked to Styles P. And he was dead serious.
I believe him.
That's what happens when all you do is drink juice and smoke weed. Like, I got to start doing that. Maybe
then he's on the radio like, hey, man, this is before he was healthy. This is wilding out, Styles. And then he's like, yo, why don't y'all just come to the office and talk about it? They say, ain't nothing to talk about. Let's talk about it here. We're not coming to the office. You set up? No, they from the streets. They smart. Hence, We Are the Streets. I forget who else you said, but yeah, let's move on from did he do it or did he didn't.
That was good.
Oh, yo, Uncle Murder going to have a field day.
No, it's still early in the year, so.
He going to have
a... This is not going to make the list, though. This has to make the list.
He already made it last year, so it's gonna remember. Yeah. He did three versions of the song, and the third version or the second version is all about Diddy.
Because
the
first thing Diddy.
Like, I'm gonna talk about Diddy, huh? And then the second one, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna talk about Diddy. The whole thing was about
that's Diddy's. When he did that. Did he do it? Did he did it?
Yeah, all right. Speaking of did he do it or did he didn't, I don't, Nate, this is for you.
All right.
But I did have an article. I just didn't send y'all the link because I wanted you to explain to these people what's going on. OnlyFans models are pretending to breastfeed baby dolls to bypass the nudity policies on Instagram. The community guidelines of Instagram are very clear. Don't allow nudity. This includes photos, video, and some digitally created content that shows sexual intercourse, genitals, and close-ups of fully nude buttocks. However, when it comes to breastfeeding, giving birth, afterbirth moments, or health-related situations, female nipples are allowed. Makes sense. Breastfeeding is a function that nourishes babies. It's not lewd. It shouldn't be demoralized or demonized. But now there's this new phase, this new trend that I was shown by Nate and his fellow nasty men in the group chat that we have.
The nasty men.
The nasty men.
It's like The Watchmen, but nasty.
The nasty men. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, yo, that's disgusting. Why they got babies? They was like, Nate was, yo, listen, y'all. Nate was like, my brother, my sweet brother Nunse, do not worry. Those babies are not real. Motherfucker, how'd I make it better?
The thing is, I've been, yo.
No, not yet, Nate. Not yet. Any fan models are exploiting this loophole by breastfeeding baby dolls to advertise their OnlyFans content. They're sexualizing motherhood for profit. They've discovered the algorithm of Instagram won't ban them for nudity while they're breastfeeding. So they're using these fake babies to flash their tits and they're pretending to breastfeed.
Yes, they are.
Nate, explain to these people what's going on and why you subscribe to every one of those girls who do it.
All right, so we're gonna debunk that one real quick. I do not subscribe, but I've seen a plethora of videos.
Plethora's a
good one. And so what they do it is, like, you open a video and they got this fake baby and it's a real titty. Pulls said titty out, puts fake baby up there, and then if you click on homegirl's profile, they got the little link tree, and we all know what's in the link tree.
Link in bio.
And you click the link tree and she getting active. But I've been hip to this for like a year and I got laughed at because I said, yo, homegirl is using breastfeeding to sell her slimware or skimware or whatever. And I was like, y'all need to stop sexualizing women. I'm like, all right, now we here. Real baby or fake babies, real titties.
Can we not skip over the fact that you said you knew about this for a year? So you dirty
Virgo. Right. Nah. That baby grown now. You right. Yeah, Corey, that baby grown now. All right.
So how do I? All right. So let me put it this way. Y'all, are y'all grown is funny. are y'all familiar with she got famous on the internet like a couple of years ago, white girl. And she was like singing Nike Heaton. Nike Heaton.
Nikki Heaton?
Nikki, whatever. Nike, Nikki. Home, that girl.
I know her because I did a song once and I did a song with Nas. Shout out my guy Nas. I know Nas. And he mentioned her in a song.
Well, yeah, because
Google her, but yeah.
She was doing bad. Yeah. So she was the one that was doing the breastfeeding things while selling the outfits. And I was like, yo, I was like, she's not doing anything. Like, this is like she's scamming right now. I was like, why is she out of her titties up? And now you know, because they have, that's how they get the algorithm game up. But everybody said breastfeeding is a natural process. And I'm like, I agree, but she ain't showing nothing. Like, she's selling skimware. And now we're here. All I want is apology to be not called the freak boy.
Who do you want an apology from?
But I'm going to tell you right now. If you go on Instagram.
Family, you're going to have that freak boy title for a long time. And you
go
on this.
You know, if you go on Instagram though, and you just hashtag breastfeeding, it's crazy.
All right, I gave him his platform. I'm gonna start with Corey on this because Corey is a father, like myself.
Hold on,
no. I will tell you in a second if you let me finish.
I got you.
Let I me. Saw this when I saw what I saw. Nate will tell you I was appalled. I said, "Why y'all?" Babies being fed just for the fact that there's titties involved. We all seen nipples before. There's free titties on the internet. There's free nipples. There's free nipples on the internet. We don't have to have babies involved. And Nate didn't call me crazy, but the other ones did. They said, you wildin'. Nate was the only one who took the time to try to explain it to me. He said, nah, they fake babies. You got to chill. I said, I don't know if that makes it better, but I'm going to fall back. So Corey,
I had to break down the link tree.
I got more information. I got informationized in the Matrix. The Matrix gave me more info. So Corey, now that that's being said, that's why I say you're a fly like me, because my first reaction was, why the hell are they involving these kids in sexualization when there's free nipples on the internet and areolas you can see all over? Corey, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what part you want me to comment on, man.
Fake babies, real titties.
Yeah. Now that explains why I'm getting all these pregnant women in my feed. Nate, thank you. Cursing my algorithm. Appreciate you. Hey,
probably better than mine.
It's nasty work. But hey, if there's a will, there's a way. We're gonna find a way to get around the loophole. You hear me? Shout out to these creative entrepreneurial women for finding a way around the system.
Okay, Brian, what are your thoughts of this? Are you a breastfeeding man?
No. I still don't feel comfortable to see somebody. It still feels too, like, you know the feeling you get when you walk in the bathroom without knocking and somebody else is in the bathroom? That's how I feel every time I see a woman breastfeeding. Like, I'm not supposed to be looking at this. Like, I'm not supposed to be here.
But do you glance at the nipple when you see a woman breastfeeding?
No, I'm like, excuse me. And I'd be, like, tripping and, like, trying to get away.
But you glanced.
No. But to this whole situation, what? Dog, you don't have no other talent besides go find the fake baby to fake feed the baby on here just to sneak the titty out? Also, Nate, what made you click the link tree, my brother?
because I don't like to be wrong. And everybody kept saying, they're doing this. And I'm like, I bet. So I pulled up a couple of different examples. Like,
Oh, this man is research. You know what, Nate? You a researching black man. I give you that.
Hey, man, I like to be fully informed.
They say black men don't read. That's not true. Nate has proven that through and through. And they said, I'm going to look it up.
And it was like, there's a lot of titties. So can't get wrong with that. Like, it's my second favorite thing in the world. So.
You can be wrong with titties if there's babies sucking on them.
He said he had thorough research. Leave Nate alone. He had the thorough research.
I did. I dropped the
link. How many different people are doing this?
It's a lot, Brian. It's a
whole thing.
It's a thing. It made the topics.
And it's all. And the thing is, it'd be one thing if like there was different like shapes and sizes of the breastfeeding actions, but it's all they all look the exact same. So it's like, all right. We know what this is about now. They really just using a loophole of breastfeeding. Listen,
this
as
is
opposed.
Corey, Nate, I'm not Nate because Nate was there. Corey, Brian, this is how I reacted. When someone posted that link, I clicked on it and was like, what the fuck was that? Why are we looking at baby sucking titties? I asked Nate, he was there. I'm like, I went in a rant. Yeah. I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, yo, this is not cool.
Uzi, don't play with the kids, bro.
And I don't blame him. Like, the thing is, if you didn't know what was going on or realize that the baby was fake, like, why are you just posting these random videos of people breastfeeding? Like, what is cool about this? And like, I was like, that's when I had to explain it.
I feel like you got to explain it first. You got to explain it, then fire off the video. You can't just drop no video in the chat.
Well, I didn't drop the video. They dropped it, and nobody explained it.
No, I mean, like, whoever dropped it, like, you can't just do that.
Brian, I'm cursing these dudes out. I'm talking about, y'all is weird. Like, I'm not kidding. I am you shaming right now. And they was like, hey, bro, it's a fake baby.
No, there ain't no fake. I see the baby right there.
I'll be hoping, hoping it's a real baby. So I'd be like, all right, this is actually breastfeeding. But no, it's just a doll. Like, it's not
the one link I clicked. It was a fake baby. But like, I backed out of it. I was still on the person's Instagram page.
Of course you did. Of course.
I backed out of it. But she did have a real baby in one of her things. I was like, I know I saw a real baby, and it was like, oh, no. That's probably a guy who put together a collaboration of that. So I still stand that we should not be looking at babies sucking on nipples
as a
sexualization. But there is a trend going on, and Nate is a trendsetter since he's been doing this.
He's a connoisseur. Nate's a connoisseur.
He's a nipple connoisseur.
A breastfeeding connoisseur, apparently. All
right. Yo, you be drinking Magnolian breast milk,
man. Yeah, just make when I die, man. Just make sure y'all write all my accolades on my urn, please.
Like, yo, the milk
accolades is a crazy word. Out of all the words you could have picked,
breastfeeding connoisseur.
Proud of him. Moving on. Now is I don't even know we came into a conclusion on that. I still think y'all are sick, but you know, if it's a fake baby, all right, it's a little weird, but I don't know. I guess people have they fuck fake dolls, so who am I to judge y'all? I'm me.
It's a fake baby. I don't like it, but I understand.
We need to judge more often, man. That's the problem now. That's why people is running rampant with the sickness, because we're not judging hard enough. Bring
that's
back
why people marry a conjoined twin.
Yeah, bring back judging, bro.
On purpose. Like, who does that on purpose?
All right. Now is as we move along. Shout out to the babies, the real ones. As we move along.
Shout out to all the pairs.
The real ones. As we move along, now is the favorite part, my favorite part of the show. Dun, dun, dun. It's called You Choose. This is the part where we have two topics, but we can't talk about both because of time constraints and Brian was late. So we're just going to pick one and talk about it. You guys choose. It's three of you, so it's going to go one way or the other. Corey, you are by all means the guest. Shout out to the Fake Man Podcast. Shout out to the Whatever Face Podcast. you guys like shout out to the Fake Man Podcast.
The glorious find a way to promote yourself, huh? Even when you're trying to promote somebody else.
Hey, one hand wash the other.
Unless you can join twins. All right, what's the what we doing?
That joke's right under me, but it's all good. Two subjects, you got to pick one, A or B. Subject A, you only get the headline. Subject A, man sues, are we dating the same guy? Facebook group for slander. Topic two, or topic B, sperm donor child support. Which one would you like to talk about?
Oh, nah. I was about to say. A is where it's at, but nah, we need to get into how these people are trying to get child support from sperm donors. Yeah, let's rock with B.
That's one for B. Brian.
Yep.
You want man sues, are we dating the same guy for slander? Or you want sperm donor child support? Pause.
You know, for the people, because I'm sure some donors out there. I'm gonna go with B, man. The people need to have this information.
All right, Nate. I thought you might have been the breaker of ties, but I guess not.
I wanted to hear the other one too, because a couple of my friends got jammed up in them groups. But I'm with the sperm donor joint too.
All right, let me get this prepared. We're going to do sperm donor child support.
Them groups is crazy, though.
I heard.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, I've been in there, but I've only been there for good purposes. As far as I know, I don't care. You're like, my credit A1, doggy. You can't discredit me. Anyway.
Is this the...
You just have to pay child support.
Is that the group's version of coming to somebody like a woman? Are we dating the same guy? Is that
pretty much.
It's also a lot of fake. Like, let's say if you go on a date and the date's not working for you, so you tell the girl, "Hey, this is not working," and then you go date someone else. That girl will go in there and say, "Oh, he was terrible. The first date, he didn't pay. He never called me again." But like, they go and they add extra emphasis, and it happens a lot. It started off as a way to protect women from sexual predators.
Now it's just a men's slander group.
Yeah, now it's a men's. That's a great way to put it. Now it's a men's slander group.
Unless they actually get it, it ain't slander.
Right. Then it's truth. But peep this.
Donors have to pay child support. Back in 2018, I was artificially inseminated because I'm a lesbian and I wanted kids, right? So me and my girlfriend decided that we were going to go find a donor and have a kid that way. When we broke up, she said that she had no legal obligation to this child and she didn't want to be the parent anymore. Of course, I was like, whatever, that's fine. Just give me, you know, some child support. And she said, did you not hear me? I have no legal obligation to this child. I'm not going to pay child support. So now I'm trying to get the sperm donor to pay child support because biologically he is my daughter's parent. So I want him to give me his half. I don't know what to do at this point, but I just think it's really messed up that somebody can just go donate sperm and then have nothing else to do with the kid.
All right. Did everybody get the gist of that? let's start with Brian. Brian, this lovely, angular-looking woman, this lesbian.
Oh, yeah. Let me go check this haircut out because I know it's a mess.
You're like Darlene from the Roseanne show.
Okay, so, well, I don't need... No, Patrick Mahomes, great. Or is that the other one?
Brian, this young lady is a lesbian. She had a kid. She was artificially inseminated with another lesbian. They broke up. The other lady left her and the kid. She said, fuck this shit, I'm out. She now saw the sperm donor and she wants child support from the guy who donated sperm for her to have a child. Is that okay, Brian?
Not in the least bit. See, but sis, this is why it's important to read the fine print, because I'm sure they told you that you can't do this. You can't come back and sue somebody for that. You beat, dog. Like, you just got to take your little L.
And get a second job.
Yeah, some matter of fact, y'all, lady, man, put the kid up for adoption. I don't know, but it ain't everybody else's fault. It's not everybody else's fault.
That baby knows her as her mom, and her other mom left, so maybe she should get a man. Nate,
can you imagine paying child support on a kid? You need participate in making the kid. You just drop the matter off. You ain't even getting her. And she's lesbian? No way.
Nate.
Yeah. So this reminds me of that season of The Wire where Kima ain't want the kid. And then they broke up. She ended up still paying half of child support. Mm-hmm. Like, that did happen. But nah, she can't do that. She gotta take that. Should have read that. You gotta read them contracts, right? Because that's not how it works. My man probably enjoying life. He probably got his own little family. Who knows? Don't matter.
Right.
He don't owe you nothing. Don't even call him. Don't look him up. Nothing. Ever. Don't send the kid. Don't send him a Christmas card with the kid on it. He's gonna be like, "Who is this kid?" Like,
he was probably strapped for cash. He's right. Already in no position.
Yeah. That's what. How much you get paid for that? Do that. It's like a couple grand. Like,
yeah. Clear some debt. Out of sight, out of sight, out of mind.
He probably had a couple debts he had to clear up. Man,
hey, I hate to be the one to tell you this, lady, but your kid has siblings. Hollywood.
First of all, this raggedy bitch, she wouldn't have to abortion. You would have to a female because you tried to get away from the Corey rule, and you wound up finding one of the realest Corey rules in this planet. Because no, we ain't together. I ain't got no legal rights to that kid. That's your job now. And if I was a sperm donor, I wouldn't even respond to her calls. You out of luck. Girl, I went to the clinic, put on Pornhub, and you got your kid. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
If anything, the clinic owe you.
Basically, take that up with them. Take that with the clinic. Let them figure that out. You sue them. You got some nerve. You going to try to sue, get me for child support. I wish.
She got some nerve and some audacity.
Yo, I wonder if her ex-girlfriend or wife is just sitting here laughing like, oh my God, I see why I left her dumb ass.
Mm-hmm. No, she like, that's the reason I broke up with her. You see how she acting?
She's scamming.
The ex is, she's the real winner in this whole thing because she filed just like most niggas. I mean, because, come on.
Nah, I think it's her, bro. You can't get nobody on either side. I think it's you, big dog. You got to stop pointing the finger.
Yo, conjoined twins just got married.
Right.
Everybody you can't but get, you cut it out, man.
So, well, that one dude married a roller coaster or whatever, and then they took it down. Even he found love, like, successfully.
We found love in all the wrong places. All right, moving on. Gypsy Rose. Are y'all familiar with Gypsy Rose?
Too familiar.
If you're not, I'll tell you.
Gypsy Nate, you want to inform the audience who Gypsy Rose is?
Nah, because I'm too disrespectful to be an adult about this one. I can't be an adult about this one.
All right, so Gypsy Rose was known as she became a national phenomenon when her story, The Act, was featured on Hulu. The documentary showed the horrible abuse she endured at the hands of her controlling mother, who held her captive and made her falsely believe she had medical conditions. She has to plot to kill her mom to win her freedom, convincing her then-boyfriend, Nicholas Gaudijon, to fatally stab her mom. Nicholas was convicted of the murder and given a life sentence. What's this chick's name? Gypsy.
My boy.
Was given 7 years for conspiring. While she was in jail, she met a guy named Ryan who was sending her fan mail. They fell in love. They tied the knot in a jailhouse ceremony in July of 2022. She recently got out of jail. Within the last 2-3 months, if my timeline is right. And she started, somebody asked her, are you sleeping with that guy? She said, yeah, and the D is fire. If you look at these two individuals, we know that somebody was lying. Anyway, she was released in December. She just got out, December. Yeah, I said a couple of months. And in a recent Facebook post, she wrote that she's unfortunately separating from her husband, and she's currently living at her parents' home. You know, one of her parents is
dead. And yeah, her pops is like a hippie. I did the research.
Your parents' home, ma'am. One of your parents can't execute the rights to live in that home because you had her killed. Anyway, they tracked down, so she separated. It says whatever marital issues they may or may not have in will be aired on another TV venue. So they have cameras rolling while they broke up. So it sounds like a money grab. Whatever. This, she's not a killer, but she's a conspirer of murderer. I don't. Corey, what are your feelings? No, not your feelings. You're saying you don't have any. What are your thoughts on this? Gypsy Rose just got to jail in December. She married this man in 2022. She bragged about this man having some good. That's it. But Corey, what are your thoughts on this? She's going back with her parents. You think she could find love? Should we give her Nate's number? What are your thoughts, Corey?
She definitely should have Nate's number, but City Girls is up, baby. Hot Girl Summer is
thank you.
Definitely knew what she was doing. Get rid of him before the summer, when it's still nasty out. Yeah, she knew what she was doing. Get rid of him so she can really bust that thing open for some real people.
And she can get in half like the twins. Nate, what a... What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, the first time I saw this, like that she broke up with homeboy, I was like, oh, I know this play. Break up with her right before the summer, just like Corey said. Like she ready. She's like, oh, it's my first summer outside, like actually outside, not just on the yard, but like
Nate, she is outside. You hear me?
Yeah,
outside, she gonna be
all with no holes. Shackles.
I mean, all holes showing. Like it's gonna be crazy.
No shackles. No fake babies. She's free.
Gypsy Rose summer, like we gonna see some shit. But I'm kind of hyped, I'm not gonna lie. I was mad when she got out because I wanted her to stay in there. If what, homeboy had to stay in,
he don't know who stabbed her. She just asked him to do it.
Yeah, it's a whole mess. That story is messed up, and I understand.
I mean, her mom's was her mom's the greatest wild person.
Yeah, well,
not saying she deserved to be unalived, but she wasn't the greatest person.
Oh, no. What she did, I would have done the same thing.
So, Nate, if you run into Gypsy Rose, we all can admit that Gypsy Rose sounds like a dope stripper name. But, Nate, if you run into Gypsy Rose, you knocking it down one time for the culture?
She got them things.
No, that box is murderous.
Nah, she got the.
Did
she
you
got
just say she got some things? Yo,
he, he researched.
Y'all ain't look. Yeah. Oh, so y'all. Oh, y'all ain't peep. All right, bet. All right, say less. I got you.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, you know why he's got little things? Because he want a baby to be in there so she can pull one out. You see, you.
I'm gonna get that TL. I'm gonna get that TLC nasty, money.
Nasty man. Brian, be known. What are your thoughts on this? And are you knocking down Gypsy Rose if you run into her?
With a car, the way she's running over. I don't feel safe around her. I want to know how bad was the mom if she could move back in the house after she got out of jail for setting her boyfriend. That means her dad still is her dad still in the house?
Nah, they wasn't married.
Who wasn't married?
No, I didn't. The dad and the dad left like when she was young, and
so he been new. Mom, so everybody knew.
Yeah, no, because the mom was giving.
So Nate, what you're telling me is that she moved into the house where her mom got killed. She moved back into that house.
I'm guessing that's where she moved after her mom been dead for a while, because after they got killed or whatever, they went on the run. Well, and then they both
she's
got
been
locked
dead for at least 7 years since she's been in jail for at least 7 years. Nate, we get that, but was the mom living at the house?
Yeah, I don't know if they still, if it's the same house, but she said move back in, so I would assume it's that house.
It's at her parents' house.
Yeah, she had the...
Who's paying the mortgage? Pop, who,
right.
The money from the sickness. The moms were scamming.
What sickness? Huh?
So, all right. So, I'm going to break it down for you real quick. This is why I said I agree with her. What she did. The mother was pulling the girl's teeth out, Gypsy Rose's teeth, telling everyone she had like cancer, she couldn't walk, like all this stuff.
Exactly, she was sick for money. I remember that.
And she was
watched
scamming
the act.
People.
It's on Hulu. Watch the act.
Yeah, so she was putting all this.
Sorry.
She yeah, and she found out that like, hey, I can walk. I'm not actually sick. I don't need a feeding tube.
Now she found out she could walk. How did we?
She moved across the room. And was like, that's crazy.
She said, God damn.
I don't know the true story, but like in the show, the act or whatever, it was like she like had an orgasm. She's like, oh, I was told I couldn't feel my legs, but this is happening.
Yeah. Right. Well, so her mom's giving her medicine that was making her
like ill.
Yeah, like disabled and making her really lethargic and whatnot.
Okay.
Believing that she was sick.
Yeah, so mom Dukes had to get out of here. I just sent that picture over though.
And her boyfriend slit her throat, and Nate is okay with that.
Now that's the part.
He went. So she convinced this little internet dude to come kill her mother. Like, I don't know what she was doing, what she put on homeboy, but she convinced him to come
two
kill
throats.
Her mother.
We know what she put on her. Put on him.
But yo, tell me she don't got them things.
Bro.
You see it?
Did you show a picture of her from when she was young to older? Come on, Nate.
Did someone follow me that picture? Because I can't see Jack.
I ain't seen a set that would make me slit their mom's throat, though. That's excessive. You got to do that on your own, sis. Don't put me into that.
I just sent it to you, Corey.
You sent it to all right. You send them both pictures?
Nah, I sent them the one where just the thanks. Nah, I
sent
them.
Send him the other one you sent, just so he could be on the same page as us, and we all can collectively agree. Like, what is wrong with Nate?
I'm not taking down the before. Like, no, like, but the after. Like, if I saw her and ain't know that.
So Nate, if you met her back then, you stabbing her mom's for her. You poking mom Dukes?
No.
Like, not just fighter. Like, what?
I'll just buy her Miller Lite if I saw her out. Like, hey,
I'm not saying I agree with Nate, but I understand.
Did you get the before and after picture though?
Nah, I ain't looking at the before picture. I seen the movie. I know how to look before.
Yeah,
but,
she was giving her things, making her hair fall out. She was pulling her teeth. Yeah,
I'm just saying, if I saw her out, I would buy her a Miller Lite.
All right, so speaking
man,
of women,
just want to be a city girl. Leave her alone, man. Leave her alone.
Speaking of people getting stabbed. Oh, my God. Speaking of people getting stabbed. Look at that segue. Oh, my God. A woman was accused of stabbing her boyfriend after she saw him texting another woman. Oklahoma. They reported
that. Was it the twins?
It was not the twins. Duncan police arrived at the Creekside apartment after receiving a call that neighbors heard yelling coming from the apartment. First of all, neighbors, mind your goddamn business. When authorities arrived, they saw blood around a door in causeway. What's a causeway? The door in causeway? Not a hallway, but anybody know what a causeway is?
It's probably where the effects happen. It's the call. Never mind.
Let's look it up.
It's what caused this to happen. All right.
Yeah, it's the causeway.
An officer then grabbed a sledgehammer from his vehicle and broke down the door. Officer, why are you driving around with a sledgehammer? Authorities found 19-year-old Natalia Cherise in a room and asked her to put her hands up. She was in handcuffs and taken into custody. Police went back to search the apartment and they found a man in the bedroom closet wrapped in a blanket, suffering from 2 stab wounds near his left arm and armpit. It would be right up under the titty if it was a girl. During the investigation, Cherise admitted to being under the influence of alcohol and marijuana when she stabbed her boyfriend. He also allegedly blamed the incident on being a little crazy. However, police interviewed the man and he told them he was only texting his aunt. Cherise was charged with assault and battery by means or force likely to produce death. Death like Gypsy Rose's mother got when she... All right, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Likely to produce death? The man was chilling in his house in a closet in the...
Right.
Nate, he wasn't dead. He was alive. But I want to repeat the part where he said they interviewed him. He told the cops he was talking. He was sexing his aunt.
Yo, Nate, you remember when Lil Meech was taking the groceries in? He was like, "Yo, man, that's just my cousin."
Oh yeah, still lying. Like it's still lying.
You gotta die with the lie. You gotta die with the lie.
Yeah, he almost died.
He almost died. Like he almost died with the lie.
Means are forced likely to produce death. He almost died.
Probably he got a whole family of uncles who just lied on some random aunt. Like
his aunt sitting there, like, "Well, you ain't text me."
Right. Like, yeah, who are you? Like, were you adopted? Did you come with a lesbian? Like, you ain't my nephew.
Not my people's. So Nate, should she be locked up or is this passion?
Yes. Yes. No. Lock her up. You don't stab. For one, let me just be very clear here. We don't make anybody stab anybody unless it's laced. You was on that shit. So that's not a thing, and that comes from somebody.
Gotten drunk and said I'm gonna stab somebody tonight.
I never even thought about it.
Ever. And I've been drunk a lot of nights.
Me too. I'm on the way now.
I might not be stabby drunk so high. That's the point. This lady affected her differently. I ain't saying I agree.
She got she got a fentanyl laced weed or something. Like she going crazy.
Wait. So Corey, you understand her stabbing somebody because she thought to her man. Let's be real. He probably was not texting his aunt. Let's be real.
Right.
We ain't gonna stand with him. But he ain't deserve to get stabbed, right? No. Like, I mean, what did he say?
Maybe she stabbed him for something else. Maybe that was a preemptive stab for something he was getting ready to do.
But now all he gonna do is go back to the girl that he was texting and get her to nurse him back to health.
You're not gonna believe what happened, girl. I got stabbed.
I got stabbed for you, for us.
He gonna guilt trip her because he's sloppy.
Getting stabbed for us is that like? That's the real chivalry is dead.
Brian?
Man. How you, boy? See, dude, fellas, I'll say this though. Y'all can't keep thinking these crazy girls is cute. Oh, she a little psycho, she a little rough, or she look, bro, you are in danger. You are in, this man almost died. Plan had you hemmed up in the closet, crying, scared. You're an adult man. Stop letting these people play with your life, man. The first sign of abuse, you get out of there. We got to start talking to y'all to the women. Don't let these people put their hands on you. You worth more than that, okay? You are somebody. You are loved. You are important. We need you here. You don't need that type of toxicity in your life.
This is where you like the like know your worth, King.
There we go. Know your worth, King. Thank you, Nate.
Fellas, Hollywood, you want to add extra input on this young lady?
I got nothing.
Natalia Cherise.
Her name is Cherise. That's very similar to Clarice, and I seen that movie, and That's crazy.
Can't even cheat in peace, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, she demanded business. Now that I think about it, thanks, Brian.
The thing is, if she would have went on a group and like saw if her man was cheating, she would have seen. But no, it could have been her aunt. Could have been his aunt, man.
Could have been his aunt. Well, in all seriousness, though, what if it really was his aunt? And you just
and you really just stabbed him up. Like it was just all you had to do was take the phone. Like
you were not welcome to the family reunion.
Oh no, she could come. You could come. Please pull up.
No, she getting jumped for the whole.
Yeah, I need you to come to the family reunion. When they say, I got five sisters, baby.
Yeah. You're going to get a shirt that says, yours is going to be the special shirt, too. Mm-hmm. We go.
They going to get you like the Power Rangers, my G. You have all five of them on your head.
You are getting stomped out. And I'm going to throw mac and cheese on you, just out of disrespect.
You going to throw mac and cheese on her?
What? Yeah, because you know you got that. What if it's the aunt that actually can't cook? So you gotta throw her mac and cheese out. Like, oh dang, auntie, you know they killed that. You
gotta do something with it, right?
Yeah, I knew you put your elbow into that one.
So we're basically saying guys rule, girls drool. Cause they stab you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's wrap this show up. That's right. I wanna And she light skinned, by the way.
You know she got that fire. I'm sorry. Nate was thinking it, but I just said it. She got that fire.
She looked a little crazy, so you knew that. Yeah.
Every like black girl in that one light skinned girl that ruined his life. If you stabbed me, you probably ruined my life.
Yeah.
Time for fake mads. Let's get out of here. Brian, what are you fake mad about besides your computer not working and you being 45 minutes?
Now I'm real mad about that. That's that one. I'm fake mad. My birthday is next week, and I was gonna order some. I had an outfit in mind. I was gonna order, and I drugged my feet. So, all right, I'm gonna order it today. And I looked at the website. They said, "Oh no, this pre-order, baby. You get it in 4 weeks." Come on, y'all. That need to be at the top of the description, not the bottom, man.
I need y'all to realize how Brian be flexing on us all the time.
What is it? Yeah,
I just ordered these sneakers. And I'm mad they ain't come yet.
Yes. That
you ordered an outfit. What are you?
Maybe it's a sign from God.
You're a grown woman from the 90s is ordering your outfits. Are you gonna get the bamboo earrings too?
Come on, man. Why I can't be fresh in peace? Don't do that to me.
Am I fresh?
In peace.
Yo, shout out to him, by the way. Whatever he's doing. That kid, yo, he was swagging that LRG out.
Oh yeah, shout out to A&I Fresh. That's the
Yo, LRG actually went and found him and they took him on a shopping spree.
Man.
Yeah, like he has some pieces on. Like I remember them times.
Shout out to the internet, bro. And technically that man was fresh. For his age bracket, that man was fresh.
Yeah, he was. And he said, I like my jeans creased.
Yeah.
He had the Niagara starch in them joints.
That man was super fresh.
Yeah, Niagara starch is mad funny.
That's a hood staple right there.
All right, Nate, what do you think mad about this week? That you couldn't get Peyton Clark's number? That angular, that angular body of hers?
Yo, angular is a crazy...
According to the news, she did not leave her hotel room this weekend.
I saw that and I thought because you went to go see her and you put it down.
I was at the game, man. Not that game. Different. I was at the South Carolina game. I'm actually fake mad about Rebecca Lobo talking like that because she's not wrong in what she said.
Wait. Before you do that, you have to tell everybody what she said so they could be on the same page with you.
I'll give you the gist of it because I don't remember the exact words. That there is
she said, nothing. Fuck Albany. I'm sorry.
She said there's nothing to do in Albany. And
wasn't a lie.
The thing is, it wasn't necessarily a lie because a lot of the businesses around here closed. A lot of things.
Wait, Nate, I got you, Nate. I got you. It wasn't a lie. It was an unnecessary truth.
Yeah, the way she said it, I was like, oh, like you ain't have to do that because you kind of messed the bid up. Like you can't, the city ain't gonna get better if they don't get opportunity. And she said that, but I was like, at the same time, ain't nothing going on. The only person I saw outside was Angel Reese, and then we saw how that went.
And AB.
I'm gonna have to fight him. I think
he'd be out there. He'd be out there. That's hey.
If he's listening to this, come back to Albany. But you need to have a talk.
He's out there now. Pull up, Hollywood. He dance. he put that shit on.
That's the worst part. It's like that was my song. Like I love. I was championing that song heavy too. Then he does this. Can't my put bad. All my eggs in one basket.
Corey, what are you fake mad about today?
I'm fake mad at this twister that's happening in New York City right now. It's supposed to be springtime, and it's like 50 mile per hour winds. It's raining like cats and dogs. Yeah, bring back the springtime where it was 70 and sundress weather.
We love the sundresses.
Yeah, we got some nasty weather going on outside right now.
Yeah, it was raining here earlier for most part. I couldn't even go to the pool. But it like dried up, and then
yes, that's a flex. Yes, you yes, talk about being yes, my outfit.
I couldn't yes, even go in the pool.
Yes.
I hope somebody shit. I hope somebody shit in that pool. Just close that whole thing down. And leave a log right.
They would clean it, and then
nope.
They rerun it, and then it'd be good. Why would you hate? Why would you wish that on my pool? What?
That's crazy.
Because I got a pool outside full of dirt and snow and. Not an actual pool. I'm just talking about these puddles in these streets because the potholes is terrible.
I was like, y'all still got snow?
Yo, I'm with that. Yeah, it's a wintry mix going on outside right now.
Bro, move.
You move. You're an adult. You made a decision to stay there as an adult. You get no sympathy.
Yeah, get out of there, bro.
Rebecca Lobo made me realize I need to leave.
That's what made you leave?
It was her? She did it?
Her. I heard AB ran me out my own city.
That's
all right. So Swiss is in New York. Do I have a fake mad? Shout out to the Charleston River Dogs. I just picked up a gig there, bartending. It's gonna be a fun season. I just want to remind you fellas out there. I know it's about to be a hot girl summer again, right? But I need you city boys to be up. So listen. Women will climb mountains to see the men they love. Just make sure you're the one she's seeing and not the mountain she's climbing. That's all I got.
Damn.
It's bars. Bars.
And put condoms in your fanny pack if you wear a fanny pack. But
listen, I saw this show on Netflix. I forget the man's name, black comedian. He was funny. He said, people don't wear condoms. He said, you know why people buy condoms? To convince other people that they wear condoms so that they don't have to wear condoms with them. It was like, yo.
Yes, 100% right.
Mind trick.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me, girl. I'm responsible when I want to be. Like, nope. Just so you know.
Y'all need to be protected out there. Check y'all my charts. I'm not allowed to have any type of STDs. I'm safe.
I'm not allowed, right?
That's hate, Nate. That's hate.
No, you just said it like a flex. Like, yo, I can't even get one of them. Like, you know what happens if I get one? I'm out of here, dog.
Yeah, but nah, it's rules. It's rules that come with the transplant. You can't do it on the way, bro.
They won't allow it.
You ain't getting another one? You want another one? Oh, no.
Hey, they'll fix sir. It quick. No, not our $1 million baby. Nah.
Right. Hard enough getting the first
fuck out of some herpes.
Herp today, gone tomorrow.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. Just wow.
So check everybody my chart. Was I fake mad about anything? No. I think I had a pretty. I'm mad that y'all forced me to talk about Diddy, and I'm talking about everybody asking me why I ain't say nothing about Diddy. So you, Sean Combs, you forced me to talk about you. You nasty man. Besides that, I'm good to go. I'm fake mad I haven't won the lottery yet. But as a wise man once told myself, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy the ticket.
There you go.
That being said, we gone. Hollywood, whatever face podcast, always love. Fake mad panel. Fake mad mafia.
Always, always, always.
Upstate Nate, Brian B. Knowing. We here, we square. We won't know if we won the best of Charleston until May, but it don't matter because we already the best.
I still don't get that. Like,
hey, they got to count. Listen. We were nominated. They played us last year. We didn't get nominated. We got nominated. We guerrilla marketed to get nominated. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can really market it into winning. But, you know, hey,
best Grammy chicken tenders in Charleston.
The Grammy voters stop in like October. And it's not presented until like February. So it's the same thing.
Okay.
If you think about it.
It's still a scam. Either way. Like, whether it's the newspaper or the Grammys, scamming.
Well,
man, you know, they count them things by hand, Nate. They don't have no technology.
No, what they're doing is they're waiting for extra ad revenue. But what we did not do, and I stay true to my word, I did not purchase any ad revenue or any ad space. If we won, the people said so. And if we didn't win, they lied to the people. Anyway. Thank y'all for coming out. God bless and good night. Take care of yourselves and each other. Shut out the two throats. Peace.